From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The border area between Southern California and Mexico is being shaken by scores of aftershocks today from Sunday's strong earthquake on Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. The quake is being blamed for at least two deaths. NPR's Mandalito Barco is in Calexico, California. She says there are a lot of broken windows and other damage in the business district there.
Most of the businesses here, the windows are knocked out, shelves are toppled over, all the merchandise is toppled over. The building code inspectors have been red tagging, actually this whole block full of stores, just so nobody will go in and possibly get hurt, because there's still some aftershocks that we can feel here. Basically, the whole downtown area is shut down for business.
NPR's Mandalito Barco in Calexico, California. Anti-government demonstrators in Bangkok are showing no sign of letting up in their effort to unseat the government of Thailand and force new elections. As NPR's Michael Sullivan reports, the protests are beginning to take an economic toll.
Shopping malls, offices, and small businesses in the commercial heart of the capital are closed for a third straight day, amid fears the protests could turn violent. Demonstrators flooded the upmarket shopping district over the weekend as their protest entered its fourth week. Thousands more today marched on the offices of the Government Election Commission, protest organizers accusing the commission of dragging its feet in an investigation of the ruling party and possible illegal campaign donations. The demonstrations have remained peaceful, even festive so far, but it's not clear how long they'll stay that way. The protesters, mostly the rural and urban poor, want Prime Minister Abhisit Vejjachiwa to dissolve Parliament, claiming his government came to power illegitimately with help from the Thai military. Abhisit rejects those claims and the protesters' demands. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.
The space shuttle Discovery is on its way to the International Space Station after a pre-dawn launch from the Kennedy Space Center. Judith Smeltzer of member station WMFE reports Discovery's mission marks a milestone for women in space.
When Discovery arrives at the International Space Station on Wednesday, it will mark the first time four women will be in space at once. The shuttle is carrying three women into orbit, and over the weekend, astronaut Tracy Caldwell Dyson arrived at the space station on a Russian Soyuz capsule. NASA's Bill Gerstenmaier says it's part of the maturing of the agency's human spaceflight program.
I think this is a natural point in the program as we're starting to transition from maybe the just getting to space was the big deal. Now it's not only to get there, but we want to go do things and do research there.
Discovery and its seven astronauts will deliver new science racks, new sleeping quarters, and other supplies to the space station. For NPR News, I'm Judith Smeltzer at the Kennedy Space Center.
Some positive numbers on the economy are supporting a rally on Wall Street today. The Dow up 44 points. The Nasdaq is up 24. This is NPR News from Washington. Republican Party officials are visiting Salt Lake City this week, another potential site for the 2012 Republican National Convention. NPR's Howard Berkers reports that while Utah is a conservative state, holding the GOP convention there could pose a problem for the expected presidential bid of former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney.
The Republican convention site's election team has 3 days scheduled for review of Salt Lake City's ability to host about 35,000 people for a week. City boosters say their experience hosting the longer and bigger 2002 Winter Olympics shows they can handle the convention. But Salt Lake City is also headquarters for the Mormon Church, and Mitt Romney's Mormon faith seemed to hurt his last presidential bid. Some evangelicals opposed Romney because they don't consider Mormons Christians. Party officials dismiss concerns about a possible Romney nomination a few blocks from his faith's Temple Square. Tampa is favored by some due to Florida's importance as a key swing state. The Phoenix bid has the support of former Vice President Dan Quayle. A decision is expected this summer. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
The number of contracts for home sales has jumped sharply, up more than 8% in February. Walter Maloney, a spokesman for the National Association of Realtors, says this month's numbers are also looking good as buyers scramble to qualify for a tax credit.
We've been hearing about a rise in home shopping activity over recent weeks, with more reports now of multiple offers in additional areas. So the March data could really demonstrate that we'll be seeing additional improvement for home buyers responding to the tax credit.
Maloney says the biggest increase in home sale contracts was in the Midwest, where pending sales jumped nearly 22% in February. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.